Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Consider this little show business miracle. A third assistant director in Hollywood gets a call to do a film. Ho-hum, a job, he thinks. Until he finds out it's going to be directed by and starring Sir Laurence Olivier. Perhaps the greatest Shakespearean actor of all time. And one more thing. His co-star? One blonde bombshell phenom. Marilyn Monroe. The biggest movie star ever. The Prince and the Showgirl was the name of this film. And 55 years ago, writer Colin Clark watched this collaboration. Olivier, it turned out, even though he was an absolute living legend, was in every way overmatched by the galactic presence of Monroe. And the nobody Clark found himself a confidant of the vulnerable Marilyn. Young Clark's account of this collision of supernovas in Hollywood and his own good fortune became a book called My Week with Marilyn. It's now a film of the same name, starring Michelle Williams as Monroe and Kenneth Branagh as Olivier. It's directed by Simon Curtis. And both Branagh and Curtis joined us last week in the studio for a rousing, very British, good morning conversation.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being here. I have to say, this fly-on-the-wall perspective of the writer Colin Clark of this experience with Laurence Olivier and Marilyn Monroe has to be the most spectacular fly-on-the-wall experience in the history of Hollywood. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I thought so. And the starting point for this movie was reading Colin Clark's two memoirs of his time as the assistant director on The Prince and the Showgirl. And I can't believe my luck that I managed to get my hands on them.
And give us a sense, Kenneth Branagh, of what the assistant director's position in the food chain is on a project that would involve Marilyn Monroe, Laurence Olivier, and, you know, various movie directors, etc.
Well, in theory, and very amusingly in Simon's film, he's clearly understood to be right at the bottom of the pecking order. Basically, a gopher and someone who basically has to clear up everybody else's mess, speak only when spoken to, and look, listen, learn, and know everything intuitively. And what it strangely gives, and I think this is authentic about the film business, is a license for this person, usually a stranger, usually very young, to suddenly be in the midst of confessional moments from the great and the good who otherwise would never confide
in.
Because they simply ignore them. This young person is a non-person. They simply bring my tea. They don't have feeder. They're never going to talk about this again. They don't consider them. And as a result, he has access to Monroe and Olivier in the film that is unique, but actually, strangely, wouldn't you agree, Simon, believable in the context of our business.
Yeah, I mean, even today, you know, some of the assistant directors get more access to the A-list stars than some of the people higher up on the food chain.
So then you would describe Simon Curtis, director of My Week with Marilyn, as this category of moments as supremely private, that in both cases, Marilyn Monroe and Laurence Olivier would never have believed that what they were saying would become public.
Well, I suppose that's true. They didn't know that Colin was writing a diary that would be filmed 50 years later. But somehow he waited a long time before he published it. It was a good 40 years afterwards. And in fact, it's two books. The first book is the sort of standard account of being the assistant director on the whole movie. And the second, My Week with Marilyn, this very intimate week that the young Colin had with Marilyn Monroe at the peak of her powers.
As easily as that, those Maisie Springfields and all those others.
Before your insults grow too great to be borne, Miss Marina, I'm ringing for your motor.
Oh, no, don't do that. I mean, I don't want you to get your car out again. I live way out in Brixton. I can just walk.
You will go in the motor.
No one who works in Hollywood or film today is not haunted by the mythology of Marilyn Monroe. What do you think you learned about Marilyn Monroe by doing this project, Kenneth?
Well, I think I learned a lot from Simon and from Michelle, who were Simon across all of the parts and all of the story, and Michelle specifically about Marilyn. A number of things that were of interest to me. Marilyn as a student, she really was someone who worked very, very hard, she was an autodidact and created her own sort of training program, simply couldn't often enough make it translate into different kinds of work, and she would often either fall back into or be condemned, in her view, to these light comedy roles in which she was supreme, but which she didn't think were as perhaps worthy of her artistic aspirations as possible. So there was a more complex person in there, a much more intelligent, a much wittier person than I had understood before working on this film, and through Simon's treatment of Michelle's performance of it, seeing that this was, inevitably perhaps a very intelligent, sophisticated gal who, aside from the other performances, created this other world-beating character called Marilyn Monroe, who shimmied and breathily sang and moved sexily and was effortlessly glamorous and natural, and you wanted to be her friend and you wanted to be much more than that if you possibly could. And all of that was the product of a pretty impressive or at least very surprisingly able and sort of adroit kind of mind. That's what I carried away from.
Can we're having a heat wave, tropical heat wave. The way that I move, that thermometer proves that I certainly can.
So, Simon Curtis, how do you direct your actors to steer or navigate this issue of doing an impersonation versus being a character versus talking about the history that's here?
I don't really know, but we didn't really talk about that too much. We just had to play the scenes we had. But I think casting is the key. And, I couldn't have been luckier than to have Michelle as Marilyn and Ken as Olivier. I mean, they were dream casting in those parts.
She has a tough, tough situation just inhabiting this character that everybody seems to know and has images of floating around, right?
Well, she's playing three Marilyns, effectively. I mean, there's Marilyn Elsie in The Prince and the Showgirl, the private Marilyn, mm-hmm. and the public Marilyn. So in many ways, it's a phenomenally challenging and exciting part. And Michelle is such a brilliant actress and so comes so prepared and has thought about everything. And if you look at her body of work, Michelle always gives her characters such three-dimensional psychology and complexity. So I'm thrilled with the performance that she's presented.
Gentlemen, it is my special pleasure to introduce a woman who clearly needs no introduction. A very great actress on her first trip to London.
Marilyn, is it true you wear nothing in bed but perfume?
Oh. Darling, as I'm in England, let's say I sleep in nothing but Yardley's lavender.
I mean, I've been around for a while, but I was just born when these events happened in 1956. Did this experience, and you seem to be roughly around my age, did this experience give you more access to both of these characters, Simon and Kenneth?
I certainly felt, particularly as we spoke of it, when Simon and I first met, Simon was very eloquent and clear about his desire to, as he does beautifully in the film, evoke a world that is about to change profoundly. Mm. And Marilyn is a symbol of that change. She comes from America with sex and with a naturalism and with a directness that's in stark contrast to the stiff upper lip, collar and tied England that hasn't quite got used to the idea of Elvis and long hair and rock and roll and everything that's going to, kind of shake the world to its very core. And I think that time, that sense of the impending social revolution, which may have been no more tangible to people than a sense that just, the times they were changing, was rocking Olivier's world for sure. This was a moment of career midlife crisis for him, which he's very open about in his own writings, and for Marilyn too, because it was maybe the last opportunity for her to have a kind of happiness that she seemed to seek. She was newly married. She was working with the world's greatest actor. It was her production company. Mm. She seemed well cast, but somehow the world and these specific events conspired to really turn it into a period of sort of upheaval for the pair of them.
My Week with Marilyn is the film. Simon Curtis directed it. Kenneth Branagh stars as Laurence Olivier opposite Michelle Williams, who plays Marilyn Monroe. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And let's return from the UK here for just a moment back to the US and talk about Thanksgiving tomorrow. As you're preparing for the holiday, we're wondering, what are you thankful for? Alan in Denver writes at our website, thetakeaway.org, I'm thankful for my family, friends, and the fact that for the first time in 3 years, I'm working again. Boy, it's a great feeling.
Nice.
I know. Happy Thanksgiving, John and Celeste, he says. Congratulations, Alan in Denver, and have a fantastic Thanksgiving. You can tell us what you're thankful for, 8778-MYTAKE. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.